maybe seated tonight. You're led to do this, so I'm going to do it. The story in the Bible one time of Cleophas and his friend. They were walking after the death of Christ. They had forgotten that he said he'd raised from the dead, and they were sad. But Christ didn't leave them that way. He came by, and he let them know the truth, that he is not dead, but he's alive. So I want to sing this song to you. It talks about that story.
Are things really that bad? They said, sir, have you not heard? You must be a stranger in this town. For the one who came in the Father's name, he has been cut down. They laid his body in the ground. But as they walked and talked, he began to explain about this Jesus and why he came. He opened the scriptures and began to teach. A preacher of preachers, he began to preach. In the wilderness, the children had nothing there to eat. But manna from heaven fell down at their feet. When they were dry and thirsty in a barren land, living water came forth out of a rock in the sand. When the three Hebrew children were thrown in the flames, a fourth man appeared, they even called him by name. The manna, the water, the man, they're all the same. If you're still confused, let me say this real plain. It was me. It was me. I'm the one you left back there at Calvary. It was me.
How we love you, Jesus.
Who do you think hung the stars in the sky? Who do you think made the day and the night? Who made the flowers? Who made the trees? Who made the sun and the moon and the seas? Who gives life to all who believe? Who do you think made the blind to see? Who made the very air that you breathe? Who defeated death and won the victory? It was me. It was me. I'm the one who died for you at Calvary. It was me. And who do you think was the voice in the tree? Who do you think told the prophet to speak? Who created squirrels and made that storm to cease? Who drove Hattie's boys right down to their knees? And who do you think brought you here today? Who's coming back to take you home someday? Who left his throne to fellowship with you? To make himself known to many of you? It was me. Was the voice in the tree? Who do you think told William Branham to speak? Who created squirrels and made that storm to cease? Who drove Hattie's boys right down to their knees? And who do you think brought you here today? Who's coming back to take you home someday? Who left his throne to fellowship with you? To make himself known to many of you? Who loved you when no one else would? Who saved you when no one else could? It was me.
Every time I sing that song, he seems to come near. Because it ain't about me, Andrew Kressel. It's about me, Jesus Christ. And he is still here. He's still alive forevermore. He rose on the third day, and he's alive forevermore. And if you'll take a hand of faith and raise it up to him, he'll come by your way and speak to you tonight. Let's open our Bibles together. Thank you, Jesus. Let's stand together too. Romans chapter 8. We're going to try to wrap this up today. We'll see how that goes. Romans chapter 8, down at verse 35. Are you grateful? Are you happy to be a Christian today?
Yes. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to the Lamb.
Romans chapter 8, verse 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? That is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors.
Amen.
Through him that loved us. For I am persuaded.
Yes.
I ask you tonight, are you persuaded?
Yes, amen.
Paul was persuaded. You couldn't sway his mind. He figured this out.
Yep.
He knew this was true. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord.
Amen.
Like the priest tonight, who shall separate us?
Yes.
Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, thank you so much, Lord, for saving our souls. Thank you so much, Lord. When we didn't have a hope in the world, you came down and became our hope, Lord. You didn't create us to destroy us, Lord. You created us because you wanted fellowship with us, Lord. And to think, why would you want fellowship with such unworthy creatures as ourselves? We're so grateful that you came down and stooped down where we were, Lord, and brought us up to yourself. Thank you, Lord, for that hand of love. Thank you for your spirit being here tonight. I pray, Lord, if there's one soul that doesn't know that hand of love is reaching out to them, I pray that you would show them that you still love them, Lord. If there's one soul here that hasn't found peace with you, Father, I pray that the word spoken would reconcile that person back to God. And I pray those of us that are in, Father, may we have an awakening tonight of what you've done for us and how grateful we ought to be. Lord, we love you. We appreciate you, Lord. We thank you so much for your inspiration being here, Lord. We know with a man will just fall and fail, but Lord, when you come by, things happen. And we believe that, Lord. I believe I'm in a group of people that believe that you're the same today. Have your way this service, Father. Speak to us deep and clear, we pray. In Jesus Christ's name we ask it. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Before I get too far along here, when Paul talks here in Romans 8:35, he says, who shall separate us? And before we can go on, we need to figure out, who is us? If you can't put your name in us, that scripture doesn't mean anything to you. If you say us is everybody else but me, you can't put your name in there. If you say us really means me instead of us, you got the wrong attitude too. You ain't in there yet. Who shall separate us? I'm not talking to sinners tonight. I'm talking to people that have found grace.
Amen.
I'm talking to people who are changed from death unto life.
Yes.
Not a powerless gospel, a gospel that changes a man.
Amen.
We walk the things of the world. Right. We used to drink. We used to smoke. We used to do the things that the world told us to do.
Right.
We deal with this old flesh thing. I ain't talking to that group of people tonight. I'm talking to people that's met Calvary.
Yes. Hallelujah.
I'm talking to people that got there and died at the cross.
Yes, sir.
Said, I'm a wretched sinner. I need salvation.
Yes.
Amen.
That's us.
Amen.
Those that have been changed.
Yes.
That have been molded and made in the image of the Son of God. Not in some church, not in some religion. I'm tired of formal religion. I'm as tired of formal religion. I'm ready to see the power of God in God's people.
Amen. Yep.
Who shall separate us?
Yeah.
Oh my. I don't know where we're going tonight. I wasn't going that route. Sometimes we got to preach it straight and hard. And I don't mean sometimes. I mean all the time.
Amen.
It needs to be the gospel 100%. There's no more time for sugarcoating. No more time for telling people, it's all right, you go ahead and do that. No, sir, it's time to get with the word.
Amen.
I'm tired of unbelievers walking here and feeling comfortable.
Amen.
Holy Spirit should be here in such a way that they either fall down and repent or they run out the door because they're scared to death. They're going to lose their life. That shows you when the presence of God really shows up.
Amen.
That's what happened in the Bible. Even with people that God was spoken to, when they realized they were talking to God, they feared for their lives.
Yes.
Because that's the Creator standing there.
Amen.
Remember Noah, Samuel, or Samson's father?
Yeah.
The angel came, and he didn't know it was an angel. They told him about Samson coming, and he went up in the flame. He said, we're done for.
Yeah.
We're dead because we've seen God. We can't live. Because a man that's got sin in his heart in the presence of God, he can't stand.
Yeah.
He'll fall like a little baby every time.
Yeah.
You think Satan's got a chest? No, he don't. He's a bluff.
Yes.
Let him get in the presence of one God, he folds like a coward.
Yeah.
Let sickness get in the real presence of God one time, it folds like a coward, and it goes out the door.
Yeah.
Let sin come in. When the presence of God comes,
yep,
it'll leave. Even Brother Brandon, when he brought the lines and a woman would come by, and even that woman, I remember one time he said, you don't have the faith yet, but this atmosphere, the devil can't stand around here.
Right.
He can't be here. He was like trying to lead her because the second she gets out of this, the devil will come back. She ain't got the faith yet.
Right.
But that atmosphere, the devil can't come around. How many believes that atmosphere is here tonight?
Yes. Yeah.
And it's setting the devil out the door. It's time for us to quit being lukewarm. How many believe in that? I'm tired of being lukewarm. I'm tired of even looking like I'm lukewarm.
Yeah.
Tired of even thinking like I'm lukewarm.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Amen.
Oh, you thought I was talking about my flesh. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about the Son of God that's within me.
Amen.
I'm talking about the seed of God that is within me.
Yes.
Amen.
Who shall separate us? And we wonder why. How could Paul say this? Everybody ever read Paul's resume? It's in 2 Corinthians. You want to turn there with me. Let's read Paul's resume real quick here. How could he say such a bold statement like this? 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Thank you, Jesus. I love when he preaches. He's such a good preacher. He's way better than I ever was, or ever will be. He's the real preacher. And I love the Lord because he not only knows how to preach, he knows when to preach. He knows how to say it just so you get it when you're supposed to get it.
Sure. Well, you're a good preacher, too.
Thank you, brother.
Amen.
Glory.
Love you, brother. Brother Branham said one time, a man said that. He said, I really appreciate you, Brother Branham. He said, oh, thank you, brother. Somebody came up to him and said, you shouldn't take that. You should give all the credit to God.
Mm-hmm.
He said, well, there's one difference between you and me, brother. I ain't a liar.
Yeah.
It feels good when people say nice things about you. When I got an email from Brother Ernie from the Philippines, hello, I got a church I've started, I'm 5 months into it, I'm only 26 years old, and I got a brother in the Philippines who listened to my sermon and said, brother, I never heard the message preached so straight and right.
Wow. Amen.
What do you think that made me feel like?
Yes.
And it brings two thoughts. One's God that says, humble yourself, you know that ain't you. And there's the other one that says, you're pretty good, boy. You old devil. You shut up. You go ahead and leave now. I've done been down that pride road before. My mom and dad will tell you, when I first got saved, I knew how to call God in my life. I took it in my own hands and I fell flat on my face. You can't preach without the Holy Ghost. I don't care if you got a gift or not. You can't get saved without the Holy Ghost. I don't care if you got a seed or not. It's got to be quickened. I'm talking to us, a group of quickened people.
Amen.
Group of people who ain't dead in sin and trespasses no more.
Right.
Who's been changed.
Yes.
Who's got eternal life.
Amen.
Yes.
Not we'll have it, you got it now.
Yes, sir.
Yes, amen.
Alrighty.
I know what I used to be like.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even go back when even I feel like I want to.
Nope.
That's a lying devil anyhow.
Right.
You can't go back. Try it. You try it. All you can do is make yourself look like a fool.
Yeah.
I like that word fool because it gets the point across.
Yeah.
Brother, what's that, brother? Brother Barry Coffey one time said, this is the problem when people that, you know, get converted and then they might backslide or something, say, you just made yourself a mess because here what is? There's a pile of rocks over here. A bunch of sinners.
and you fit in there for a while. Then you got out, God took you out, and he started molding you and making you, and you started looking a little different. You didn't get over here just yet, and you tried to come back over here. You don't fit in no more.
Right.
They look at you and go, no, boy, you ain't the same.
No.
You ain't, I don't know what it is about you. You just can't hang out with you no more. I didn't try to get rid of my friends. I'll tell you that right now. They left me. You start being a Christian, you ain't trying to offend them. They just want to drink, and I go, well, I ain't doing it, guys. I mean, I don't cuss. I don't know. You want to do that? That's your business, but I ain't going to do it. You take my Lord's name in vain, I'm going to say, why are you talking about it?
Yeah.
Kids always say that all the time, and I'm going to say this the right way, and I'm going to say the way the Bible said. They'll say, oh my God. Uh-huh. And I say that like, oh my God, because
yes.
He's mine.
Right.
And I always go, what are you talking about? What about him?
Right.
That's what I always tell my students. They say that. Or they want to say the Lord's name in vain and go, what are you saying about him? Because you wouldn't take his name in vain, would you? And you know what that does? That brings the presence of God down.
Amen.
And they don't want to be around me no more. They start feeling bad.
Yeah.
That's what everybody's religion wants. Isn't that lukewarm? Isn't that what Laodicea it is? I want a religion that makes me feel good all the time. I want to do what I want, say what I want, act any way I want to, think any way I want to, and still feel good.
Yep.
You joined the wrong religion.
Amen.
Anybody got their high tore off? Every day being a Christian?
Oh, yeah.
There ain't no day I go by where I said, oh, yeah, I did it all right today. No. No. Martin Luther said one time, this is kind of an offhand quote from my memory, so if it's wrong, forgive me, but the quote's right. He said, I went a whole day, he was a Catholic, and they tried to do the works, tried to live right. He said, I went a whole day and I didn't sin once. He said, then I realized I had pride. Pride not sinning. You're done for either way. Let man try to save himself. He's done anyway. That's the reason Christ came.
Yes, sir.
You can't save yourself.
Nope.
That's the whole gospel message. Yeah. Salvation was freely given.
Yes. Amen.
Because it was paid by a man who had the goods.
Yeah.
Who could lay down his life and put it back up again.
Yep.
Oh, I love when I testify of the living God. Mm-hmm. Not some dead God, not some formal religion. The living God.
Amen.
I just had this conversation in one of my classes. I ain't ashamed of this gospel church. I don't care where I am. They say, oh, separation of church and state. You can't talk about that in school. Forget that. God told me to preach the gospel to every creature. God gave me the job at that school. I'm going to preach the gospel if I feel like it or not. Or whatever the devil wants to say or whatever. Somebody wants to get offended, that's fine. I said to my class, I said, a lot of people have fiction. They don't have faith.
Right.
Yeah, you got some mental conception. You call that faith. That don't mean nothing. I can sit here and you said, you might as well base your religion off a video game. That's about as real as it is. Because faith affects reality.
Yes. Yes.
My faith don't sit around. When sickness shows up, my faith kicks it out.
Amen.
That's why I always tell them, this is a living God. You want proof? Go read my back wall and find every one of those testimonies. You go find those kids in this school and tell them if the power of God didn't heal them.
Amen.
They didn't even know it was supposed to, because the Bible didn't say, lay hands, these signs shall follow them that believe. The people that they'll get, well, they'll convince them that they need to get healing or they need to get something. It doesn't say that. It says they will lay their hands on the sick and they will recover.
Amen.
We need more boldness.
Amen.
Don't never be ashamed of this gospel. I just heard about Brother Ernie when he sent me that email from the Philippines. Said, we need boldness here, brother. Because they got souls that they're trying to save. They got missions work that is hard. It's grueling.
Yeah.
We take it for granted over here in America sometimes. This brother wants more reaching materials from me. And I said, brother, I don't know what you mean, because we just got it all, right? We got the seals. We got church ages. I can go type in. I get any quote that Brother Branham ever said. What are we doing with it?
Amen.
Are you applying it? Or are you using it for the kingdom of God? Or is it collecting dust?
Uh-huh.
Or is it collecting computer hardware?
Uh-huh.
Come on.
And it's on the file that says never used.
Come on.
Come on now. You know what happens. God help us. To take inventory. This is almost over. This is almost over. Because God wants to tear us up a little bit. That's all right. Let's talk about Paul's resume here. 2 Corinthians 11:23. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more. And labors more abundant, and stripes above measure, and prisons more frequent, and deaths oft. Anybody ever said that? I've died often.
Wow.
Yeah. Often. Like, I don't even remember now how many times it's been. Probably a dozen or two. Of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I've been in the deep, in journeyings often, in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness, and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger, and in thirst, in fastings often, in cold, and nakedness. Besides those things that are without. That was just the without list, all right, church? That was just out here now.
Right.
Now he's going to talk about down on his heart, where it really, the rubber was meeting the road. He said, besides those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches. Who is weak, and I am not weak? Who is offended, and I burn not? If I must needs glory, I will glory on the things which concern my infirmities. You say, what does that mean? That means when he goes down in the dumps and he realizes he's going through hard times and God is given the opportunity now to bring him out of it, he can glory in that infirmity.
Yeah.
Say, yeah, I went through a hard time, but God is faithful.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
He brought me out of all these.
Yes,
verse 31, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is blessed forevermore, knoweth I lie not. There's Paul's resume. Anybody else want to put theirs up to next to that one? Somebody made fun of me. They called me a holy roller. They said, you believe all that in Jesus' name? You that brain of mine, you follow that false prophet? Nobody's been there.
Yeah.
How many of us taking it patiently, though?
Sure.
I'll tell you what, there's times. Woo. I had a lady at Ponderosa come up to me one time, and the girl I worked with actually for years, she came up to me and said, yeah, you got that glitch picture. Talking about the pillar of fire with Brother Branham. Oh my, you better believe it took some prayer to not rip her head off. I said, because that's the thing, is I don't worship Brother Branham. I'll tell you that right now. I don't, but I respect that man more than anybody I can think of outside of Christ himself. We talk about Paul's resume. You ever looked at Brother Branham's?
Oh, yes.
A man sacrificed his life.
Yes.
And for one mistake he made that God thought was so important, when he didn't want to go to the Pentecostals and God allowed his wife and baby to die.
Right.
We wonder, we got hard times sometime. God have mercy on us. I brought this up, Life Story 51, Brother Bram talking about this. He said, I just couldn't stand it. I could understand my wife going, but my baby? I couldn't get that baby. Why did God take it? This man went through the hard time. We quit the hindsight 2020 and think, oh yeah, Brother Branham had all these millions of followers he kind of does now. Right? A lot of people subscribe to the message, but that ain't the way it was when he was here.
Yeah.
This man started a church in a swamp.
Yeah.
And we complain about these kind of things. We got, it's a little tight in here. It's a little warm. They started a swamp. Do you know that church caught on fire one time and would have burnt to the ground if it wasn't for the grace of God?
Yeah. Sure was.
We think we got it hard. He built that church in the Great Depression. There's no money. At least we got fake money. You know your ain't money ain't no good. It ain't worth nothing.
Yeah.
About as good as Monopoly money, but hey, people take it.
So,
back then there wasn't none of that. He says, and this is talking about him when his wife and baby died. He said, I looked down. I got real nervous. I pulled off my rubber glove, because he was a lineman over on the power lines. It said, 2300 running right here by me. I said, God, I hate to be a coward, but Sharon, Daddy's coming home to see you in a few minutes. I pulled the glove off, intending to put my hand on that wire. It'd break every bone in your body. I got beside myself. I was going crazy. I couldn't settle myself. A man with the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
Saying, I can't handle this. Said, and how I ever got off that pole, I know not yet. Many of you might not know this story, but when I was about 15 years old, I snuck out to go see a girlfriend. I went across the Bronson Park Bridge. It's probably 25, 30 feet fall. I don't know how it happened. I don't remember. I don't know what happened that night, but for some reason I woke up 1 o'clock in the morning on the riverbend with two broken ankles. Yeah. And I look back and I go, God, how are you so merciful to me? I was in direct rebellion. I had lied to my dad for months on end about what I was doing. He trusted me. He let me do what I wanted to do. I was only 14, 15 years old. He let me go because he trusted me. And I broke his trust for years. I was doing things behind his back. And God just let me break my ankles a little bit. You know, one little tumble, my neck would have snapped. It had been over.
Yeah, that's right.
All I got to do is hit one rock here in my spleen and I'm done. So I laid there all night, church. There wasn't nobody come get me. I yelled help for a little while, but after a while, you just quit worrying about it. Because there ain't nobody coming. You're down the river and they don't know where that noise is coming from. There ain't nobody around. It's the grace of God that saved my life that day. Same with the prophet of God. I don't know how I got down there. I don't know why I'm still alive. I don't know why that's all I went through. But thanks be to God anyhow. Who shall separate us from the love of God? It wasn't me that saved me. He saved me.
Yes. Amen.
You say, well, brother, I accepted on this day. How'd you get the ability to accept that? Amen. The Bible says that we have faith, and it's not even yours. It's a gift of God.
Yes.
Don't walk around with this message pride. Well, I believe the message. Well, realize why you believe the message is because of who you are.
Yes. Yes. Ooh, yes.
It wasn't that we chose him,
right,
that was important. It's, did he choose you?
Yes.
Amen. And as we look at Paul's resume, we look at Brother Branham's, we realize there's hard times for the Christian walk. That's the way it goes. But it doesn't matter.
It doesn't. Amen.
We need to get spiritually minded about these things and quit walking around carnal all worried. Why is this happening? Why am I going through this? Why am I going through this? You get an eagle down on the ground. He just walks around in the dumps. He don't know that he's supposed to fly the heavens no more. He just go beat his head on the rocks. It's crusting over because he's getting backslide. His worship's getting kind of down. He just kind of, you know, does this once in a while. That ain't what the power of Pentecost came to do.
Amen.
Church, we're supposed to worship God.
Yeah.
You know why? That's why we're here right now. Do you understand that? You ain't here just to hear some good words. You're here to worship God.
Yes, amen.
Yes, sir. And even God have mercy on my soul. Sometimes we'll get out and be talking and cut up a little bit. We ain't all be doing that stuff. I just read the church or in the seals book. I was reading it. I'm reading it up, reading it again. In the first five pages, I felt so rebuked what he starts saying about what we're supposed to do in the house of God. He said, we ain't here to talk about one another. We ain't here about nothing. He said, you only communicate when it's absolutely necessary. The rest of it should be all worship.
Amen.
Every time you look, every time you speak, every time you think, every time you raise your hands, it is worship to the Almighty.
Amen.
Because he said he would be here.
Yes, he did.
Where two or three would gather, I will be in the midst.
Amen.
And if we come in spiritually minded, you won't worry about brother so-and-so, sister so-and-so. Or are they going to get mad because I start jumping around a little bit because I actually got free today?
Amen.
Woo!
Come on.
Yeah, I'm not offended. If they're offended, guess what? That's just an online devil on them anyhow.
Amen.
I didn't say they're an online devil. I said there's a online devil on them.
Yes, amen.
We need to stop worrying about putting people out and in and just love God.
Amen.
Let him do it. He'll figure it all out. Everybody, are they in? Are they in? They got the Holy Ghost. They got the Holy Ghost. You know what? You want to wait? Just wait around a little while. God will prove it in the resurrection.
Yeah.
When you wake up and you go, call brother so and say, hey man, I just saw my grandma. She just walked through the wall. And he goes, I didn't see nothing. Oh my, that'll be the time where people realize, I might have took this gospel not serious enough.
Oh my.
Mm. But I'm trying not to talk that way, church. I said, I was talking about who separate us. And I'm talking about those that ain't us yet.
Amen.
God will seek and search anyone that needs it.
Amen.
Even if we're deceiving ourselves, how are you going to undeceive yourself? Anybody want to tell me that? You trust yourself more than anybody else.
Sure.
It takes the Lord to come down and say, no. You're looking in the wrong mirror. You need to get back to the Word.
Right.
This is the mirror. And I said it that way. It's not something I'm back here trying to grovel my way up to become the Word again. No, it's a mirror.
Yes.
Which means it's only showing what was already here.
Right.
Amen.
If you recognize, God is quickening me. God gave me the Holy Ghost to where I don't desire the things of the world no more. I've been changed from death unto life.
Yes.
The only group that can have that is the elected of God, who were the seed of God before the foundation of the world, who can't be lost, never were lost,
right,
never had anything to do in the sin equation.
Amen. Praise God.
What do you think that seed of God is? I'll take an apple. I'll take a seed out of it. You tell me what that seed is. It's an apple.
Right.
If I take the seed of God, what do you have? You have the Messiah.
Amen.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Messiah came in a body of flesh called Jesus Christ, and all of us were there.
Yep.
Amen.
Right? Because he reproduced himself.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Amen.
Because before he even got on flesh, he was there before any of us even stepped in. Said, before Abraham was, I am.
I am. Amen.
Only right here, church. We'll see if we get through all this. He's still the I am right now.
Amen.
Because God never worried about time. It didn't mean nothing to him. This little blimp in the circle of eternity, what do you think that means to God? But in that little blimp, he was able to create the best story that's ever been told.
Yes.
the most glorious story.
Yes.
And we got all worked up. Oh, it's Laodicea. Oh, everything's falling apart. My life's falling apart. This church is backsliding. These people are trying to say, Brother Branham said this wrong. And boo, boo, boo. Everything's falling apart. Who cares?
Yes, amen.
You never read a good story? It don't make sense until the last page, does it? How are they going to fix that? What about this character? What about that? What about that? Where do you think they get that kind of inspiration from? It was from the Almighty.
It was.
Satan can't create nothing.
Right.
He can only take what God has and pervert it. That's why you read these things in the world. You can go watch Star Wars. You can go watch any of these little films or storylines. All those storylines, you can match it up with the gospel every time.
Yeah.
Now, that don't mean go over there and start typing out Luke Skywalker and all this stuff. Yoda and whatever. Okay, I'm sorry. That's in the recesses somewhere. It don't matter.
Yep.
Don't worry about that. Let's get the real. Why do you want a shadow when you've got the real thing? Right.
Amen.
Why do we look back to even Finney and Knox and Calvin and Pentecost when the message came to bring the word exactly as it was before the foundation of the world?
Amen.
We have it, church. Don't never take that for granted. This message is life.
Yep.
Amen.
There's only one source of eternal life, and that's Christ.
Right.
And the message, I ain't talking about the denomination. I'm talking about what the message is Christ.
Yep.
You won't find it nowhere else. Go take some Baptist doctrine. There's no life to it.
Nope.
And there ain't no life to your little doctrine you come up with either.
Right.
It's time to throw reason out the window. Don't be added. Don't be taken away. Brother Branham said, you say what the tapes say.
That's right.
I can tell you one story. I remember, I'm going to have to paraphrase. I don't remember exactly how it went. But Brother Branham talked about somebody got a hold of one of his tapes and said, Brother Branham's trying to say that Billy Graham and Oral Roberts are in Sodom. And Brother Branham said, see, they only read that. They only got half of it. They didn't finish it all out. I didn't say they were in Sodom. I said they were preaching to Sodom. He said, you see what that is? You take one word out, you put one word in, you take yourself out. He said that about the message.
Yes, he did.
Don't you play around with it. If Brother Bram don't come around and say, hey, I was wrong on that, this is the way it is, don't you worry about going around correcting it.
Right.
Can't stand that, people. Oh, no, I got it all figured out. And you look at their ministry, it's pretty lax.
Yeah.
Wow, you let people that get sick just die in your church.
Oh, my.
That ain't what happened with the prophet's ministry. See what I'm saying? Where's the rubber meet the road when God is able to show himself alive?
Amen.
Able to show himself mighty?
Oh, yeah.
Able to show that he is still the same. He still has an arm to save and he has power.
Yeah. Amen.
He don't put up for the devil. The devil is scared to death of
him. Right.
Right.
Amen.
For those of us who are part of the us, aren't you grateful tonight?
Amen.
Yes.
Who shall separate us from the love of God? And we could go through all those examples. Just trying to find which way to go here. Brother Branham, out of the absolute, 63, says, we mustn't let anything stir us out of the way of the word. See, some of them today, it's going to get more than ever. And as the days go by that we're going to see the people with this, as Jesus said, form of godliness. Aren't you tired of a form of godliness?
Amen.
Yeah. You sisters ought to not cut your hair. You ought to wear dresses. You ought to look modest. That's the way you ought to be. You men ought to shape up. You shouldn't be around bagging your pants and doing all these things of the world. And you should clean up your mouth. You shouldn't be doing all that stuff. But that ain't the gospel now, church. That's just the power of a clean life.
Yeah. Yes, amen.
Amish got you all beat.
Right.
Brother Branham even talked about sincerity. He said those heathens out there, they'll take their children, they'll throw them to the gators for their God. They're more sincere than anything Christian would ever do. That ain't what it's about. You can be sincerely wrong.
Sure.
Right.
And that's what we used to think the message was, right? We came in and, oh, we cleaned up. Oh, that's good. That ain't the whole message now. That's part of it. Now, it is part of it. Just as much as justification is part of this message, sanctification is part of this message. So is the baptism of the Holy Ghost, if that's all right. So is speaking in tongues. So is prophesying.
Amen.
Amen. So is divine healing. So is discerning the thoughts and intents of the heart, which I believe that the Word of God is doing tonight.
Amen.
That's still part of it too now, church. But don't go major on so minor. Oh, I spoke in tongues. I must have the Holy Ghost. No, sir. It's the life that counts.
Amen.
But that life, if it's genuine, we got a lot of copycats here and here, but there's got to be a genuine.
Yes.
Because if there's no genuine, how can you have fakes?
Amen.
Doesn't make sense.
Nope.
Everything can't be fake. There's got to be something true.
Right. Amen.
goes the same with God. If the God of the Bible, who said he's the only one, he can't coexist with these other ones. That's what this world wants us to do, right? Oh, can't we just get along and you guys can serve your God and we'll serve Buddha, and you know, when it's all said and done, we'll serve Muhammad and we'll come around and we'll all go to heaven. That don't make sense, because that would mean my God changed.
Yeah.
My God said he's the only one.
Because
there's no one else up here. I rule alone.
Right.
With himself.
Yeah.
You caught this.
Glory.
Thank you, Jesus. You mustn't let anything stir us out of the way of the word. Some form of godliness I'm reading now. And just a form it's coming into. We've had it in the Methodists, and Baptists, and so forth for years. And now it's creeped over in the Pentecostals. I'm going to go ahead and add this if that's all right. It's creeping on right in the message now.
Sure.
Even holiness, I'll tell you what, it makes me sick to see where it's dropping to.
Sure.
It ain't time to get loose on the armor. It's time to buckle it up.
Because
Satan, he's got a short time. Which means he ain't holding back no more. He ain't saving for another day. He's throwing every fiery dart he can get. And we're watching it happen. We're watching it take effect. I just thought of this a minute ago. There was a pastor's daughter that I remember back years ago. She was serving the Lord. You know, had the dress on. Had the long hair. You know, sat on the front. Toward the front, you know. Most people don't sit on the front no more. We're in the back. God have mercy on us. Because if we get the revelation that if the same God that was with the prophet is still here, and you know Brother Branham showed the town, you'd be right there.
Amen.
Right now. Realize it was the same God, you'd be right there still.
Amen.
Amen. She put and I remember always feeling a little bit, I just don't know. I don't know. I thank God that I was taught straight before, like Brother Branham said, that God got a hold of me before a church got a hold of me. Because I remember coming to this church and I was like, well, they got skirts on, they got long hair. Well, there's just something ain't right. I don't know why. They're kind of flirting with that a little too close. That ain't what the Holy Ghost told me to do. He told me to run.
Yeah.
They told me to get next to the mountain and hug it.
Amen.
That goes for music. That goes for internet.
Right.
That goes for all this filth that's out anymore.
Right.
It's just so sad, isn't it? You'd even like to just watch something once in a while. And it don't matter, even Bible stories. And you go, I remember we watched one about David and Bathsheba, and go, you know, you can skip out some of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know it happened. It wasn't good. We don't need to, come on now.
Come on.
And it's a Christian movie, really?
Right.
Yeah.
Perverted, maybe.
Exactly. Yes.
Sure.
This pastor's daughter, she actually has Facebook. I might have her as a friend at one point. I don't know now. Facebook, I just click the thing. I don't do nothing on that.
Amen.
She put a picture on there. She said, the days when she used to just, she said, I miss the days where I just sit around and doodle. Something like that. So this was something that was years ago. And this thing that she had drawn was like, I'm trying to think what, like a fallen angel kind of looking thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just remember it was like a woman with long hair and just ghouly looking. And you drew that serving God. What a waste of talent. How are you any different than Elvis Presley, who took his voice and sold it out
right.
And sang Boogie Woogie Woogie? What's the difference? And to see that little seed there, right? Oh, it don't matter. You know, you're allowed to, you know, get a little relaxation out here, do this little bit thing, and no, you don't. Watch that seed grow. And now, hair's gone right up to here. Got the earrings in. Because it don't matter. If it's not the life, it will fail.
Amen.
It's time to stop conforming people into Christians and reborning them.
Amen.
Time to find the Holy Ghost again.
Amen.
And that's on the altar of repentance.
Amen.
Not on the altar of conformity. Well, everybody else is doing this. I'll just do it too. Don't be no hypocrite. If you can't do it, say it.
Right.
I want the things of the world, brother. Praise God. We can work with that.
Amen.
Get on your knees and tell God to take that wicked thing out of your heart.
Amen.
He will do it. Did he do it for you?
Yes.
He did it for me.
He
did it for me. When I needed the Holy Ghost, I had that worldly girlfriend hold me back the whole time because I decided that that's what I wanted. God come around and show me, you ain't never going to overcome this thing. And I said, I know, Lord, I've been trying for 2 years. It didn't work yet. So I knew what the Word said. The Word said, don't yoke no unbelievers. Don't be doing that.
Right.
Finally, I got down on my knees and said, God, if I don't get the Holy Ghost, I'm going back. I know it. I've done proved it to you 100 times now that I can't be a Christian on my own. You can't be a Christian without Christ. Amen. It's time when I cut down, thanks be to God, when you'll be honest with yourself.
Yes.
Say, God, I need a change.
Amen.
I need something that'll hold.
Yes. Yeah.
My anchor I made up is junk.
Oh, yes.
It don't never catch any rocks. It don't even get down there. I throw it, it breaks into pieces. My sail, it only goes when it's going the wrong way. Amen. I need an anchor that holds.
Yes.
Christ came and He met me that day. Never been the same since. It ain't about some certain sensation, some certain feeling, some certain... It's about, I was changed.
Yes.
The things I used to do, I do them no more. And it ain't, I'm making myself not do them no more. It's, I don't even want to do it.
That's right.
It actually makes me sick, even when I might slip up and even kind of look like I'm doing that. I want to go home and vomit. Because my appetite's been changed. Somebody's received the Holy Ghost. Don't tell me you received the Holy Ghost and feeding on this stuff for the world. No, you ain't.
Amen.
That's like telling me you're going to see some pig go walk around in mud. The pig will. The sheep won't.
Yep.
Amen. Tell me you're a sheep and you're going to go eat some raw meat. You ain't no sheep. That's a wolf. Or we can go the other way, the passive way, and say, I'm supposed to be an eagle. And I can't have... do anything. I'm always down. I'm always sad. God just don't never answer my prayers. I'm so sincere, you little buzzard chicken.
Amen.
That ain't no eagle religion. Eagle religion says, God is faithful.
Yes.
God has already answered His word. I don't care if there's some storm coming. I'm going to fly right through because by the grace of God, He said I could.
Amen. Amen.
And in Jesus' name, amen. I go forward.
Yes. Amen.
And you stay that way for a while. See, that's the problem. There's a trial of faith now. There's a time of faith that you got to hold on.
Amen.
Or you won't never get there.
Sure.
Then you got to get up through them clouds. That storm's coming. You're flying right up. There's a little time there. But just break the clouds one time. Break through in the Spirit one time.
Yes.
You feel pretty good, don't you?
Yes.
No, I think it's time for another breakthrough.
Yes.
I think it's time to not have a little formal prayer meet, but really break through in the Spirit.
Amen.
Heard y'all had some Sundays. Is that all right?
Amen.
I still believe in that.
Yes.
I remember the first time I danced in the Spirit, I went for at least 2 hours around the entire down Louisiana camp. I went around that whole place at least a dozen times. I went a bit tired. Next morning I was. I realized, boy, you're not 15 no more. You're like, brother, come on now. You're only 26.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Praise be to God anyhow. Let me finish that quote real quick out of the Absolute. He said, when God gave a man the Holy Spirit, He set him with his face toward Calvary.
Oh, yes.
Set, which means you ain't never getting away from the blood.
Yeah.
Never. And don't you never put anyone else on any other path but the blood.
Yeah.
That's the only way you're going to get life. And the word before Him. God have mercy, I'm just going to preach now if that's all right.
Yeah.
Let's turn to our Bibles, 1 Peter chapter 4. Right there for Revelations. A couple books. 1 Peter chapter 4. Oh, I'm in 2 Peter. No wonder I can't find it. Here we go. 1 Peter chapter 4. Verses 12 down to 13. Beloved, are you part of the beloved? Are you a part of us?
Amen.
Amen. Think it not strange concerning the fiery trials, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened unto you, but rejoice. Oh, come on, Christian church. Ain't time to rejoice. Oh, brother, ain't time to put my head down when I'm going through the hard time. It's time to lift my hand and say, praise the Lord Jesus. Aren't we happy we got fiery trials? Woo, I'm so glad that person came and made fun of me today because I got to show some temperance to that person. Thank you, Jesus. You start doing that a while, that'll speak volumes. That'll speak more than handing people a message book and shoving it in their face. They want to see a live God. They want to see Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. But rejoice. Inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering. Now why are we going through this? That when His glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. Where do you think that glory is going to be revealed? You ever read your Bible a little bit? It said that the glory of God will be revealed in us.
Yes.
people looking for the rapture, looking for the rapture. Where's the rapture? What's the date? Let's do all this math. Let's figure it out. Where's the rapture? The rapture ain't a thing. It's a person.
Amen.
And if you're part of that person, how are you going to miss the rapture?
No way.
It ain't about missing the rapture. It's about missing Christ.
Amen.
That's just one of the benefits of being in it. How many is enjoying the benefits over here?
Oh,
we got benefits. How's that scripture go? Enjoy all his benefits. Come on. Somebody.
He's loading us.
Yes, he loadeth us with benefits. Thank you, Jesus. When you wake up and you got to think sometimes what it was like back in the world, we got to recognize what he does for us on a daily basis. You wake up and you got a little pep to your step. People don't got that no more. They're in the dumps from the second they wake up till when they go to bed. They're always down and out and just ready to quit on life. Don't got no reason to live. Why do you think people killing themselves? There ain't no reason to live when you don't have Christ. There is none. Hear his voice, 58. Let's listen to this now. Now, there's a code of ethics to it. God has a new birth for you. But listen to his still small voice. Every one of you people who profess it to be Christians, you profess to be Christians.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
I appreciate amen. Yep. I appreciate head nods. I appreciate my hand up.
Yep. Amen.
I don't appreciate. Don't take a whole lot of sermon for that, does he? I remember one time Brother Craig was preaching, and he said, "You all seem a little tired tonight." He said, "That wasn't no discernment. I was just looking." God bless you anyhow. Every one of you people who profess to be Christians, get yourself quiet before him. Don't let the washing hinder you, sisters. Don't let the washing hinder you from hearing the voice of God. Don't let the work hinder you, brothers. Is that all right? Don't worry about work. It'll take care of itself. Put him first in all things. Don't let nothing hinder. Don't let nobody know what you're doing. Just go before him.
That's right.
And I need, even myself, I think we get on the treadmill of life, you know, just always going, but ain't going nowhere. Just running right here. And sometimes I'm going to read this. I'm going to tell you, I need to do this sometimes. So get up in the woods somewhere. Get out on the side of the road. Go into the secret closet. Close the door when the kids get at school. There, get down on your knees. You've heard all kinds of voices everywhere. Yes, amen. The voices all the time. This. And we spend so much time ignoring voices, we probably ignore the voice of God because we just put it in the list.
Right.
You know? Because we're so used to doing it anymore. You hear all kinds of voices everywhere, but just get down. Now listen to this. And stay there until those voices are silenced. And you begin to lift up. It'll change you. That's the reason people don't get converted a lot of times. They don't wait long enough.
Right.
They got so many other voices going through. God finally got a couple of them quiet down. And right when he gets ready to speak, they go, "Well, I guess God ain't coming." No, he's coming. That's that trial of faith. You hold on. The presence of God will come. And if it can get all the way down to that soul, it'll create an anchor.
Amen.
That the devil can't do a thing about.
Right.
Devil try to keep you from being a Christian. He's failed every time so far.
Yes.
Oh, he might stumble me. He might get, but I can't quit now. I've come too far.
Amen.
Christ came to you and told you the same thing. You're going to leave also? You're going to leave with all these backslids? You're going to leave with believe the sign? You're going to leave with this group that went off this way? He said, "Where are we going to go, Lord?
Yes.
You have the words of eternal life.
Amen.
We are persuaded."
Yes, sir.
This is it. When Brother Brand talked about three kinds of believers, said the unbeliever, the first thing they hear they don't like, they're out the door. Said the make a believer, they'll stay around trying to figure out, oh, there's got to be some kind of gimmick to this. They did it to Brother Brand time and time again. He said, "Fine, I'll turn around this time. Does that help you?" Isn't that a shame? Somebody tell you what your house address is and you're going to sit around and doubt that?
Yeah.
Come on now. That's the old make-believer. That's what Judas did. He stuck around trying to figure it out, trying to make a buck off of it.
Mm-hmm.
But the believer, he believes it.
Yes.
You bring this evidence, oh, that cloud, that was a rocket blew up. I don't believe that for garbage. And then they'll turn around and say, "Oh, we know who bombed Boston. Oh, you remember that bombing that happened to that just a couple weeks ago here? I don't believe them for nothing. They framed somebody." They'd friend you if they get a buck out of it. They'd do it for you too. But just get down. We need to get all them voices out. Even that of the media and all that stuff. Oh, this is bringing a Christian down.
Yeah.
People always want to talk about all the time. The only news you ever hear is bad news.
Yeah.
You got to almost force it down people. Hey, God still heals.
Yes.
God still saves.
Yes.
God still gives me
yes.
peace. God still gives me life.
Yes.
You got to force that around. People don't want nothing to do with it. Because
yeah.
they're happy being miserable.
That's right.
Because they'd rather be miserable than get convicted. Anybody else try to witness? I've hit the wall about 100 times every day. And if you're a Christian, sometimes you get in that old flesh and you go, man, I'm tired of witnessing.
Amen.
It's called evangelical failure. You ever heard of that? It happens to preachers a lot of times. I remember some nominal guy too. He said people come up, he said you try to get them, are you really sincere about getting right with God? So they come up, yeah, chewing pop and chewing gum. I serve God. And he said, because that's why they say their decisions or whatever, 95% or however, never last. That's because you just try to convince them, let them see God.
Amen.
Stand. And then they'll make a choice.
Amen.
And if they don't want to take that choice, they better run, because the presence of God don't stand sin. You remember what happened to Ananias and Sapphira, don't you?
Yeah.
They tried to lie and stick around with the believers. It didn't last very long. They fell down dead right in the church.
Amen.
And those days are coming, church. And I believe they're here. God have mercy on this perverse generation that'll stand up and defy God to his face. That's what you do when you stand up to this message. It's not Brother Branham you're standing up to. It's Christ.
That's right.
He came and showed us exactly who he was, who he is. And he showed us the exact way he would say it. And that's the way he did it.
Amen.
And just like with John the Baptist, the Bible said he would bring every mountain down and every valley up. He fulfilled the scripture the way God wrote it. Their carnal interpretation didn't mean nothing to God. He didn't even excuse them for it. He said, you missed your hour.
Amen. Amen.
He said, the harlots and the publicans will go in before you righteous people.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be the same in this day. These people that, and I wish we need to learn this too. Don't go after the almost Christians. That's almost the worst people to try to witness to. You ever done that? Well, they're kind of good people. You try to convert them. They think they got it. They think they've already had a new birth. You try to convince them that they ain't born again. It don't go nowhere. Take somebody who's in the dumps and goes, I ain't got nothing to live for.
Amen.
I know I'm a wretch. I know I need salvation. You can do something with that. God can get a hold of that soul. Were you that way? That's the way I was. I didn't come born spoken word children.
Right.
I came in the flesh.
Yes.
Born in sin, shaped in iniquity, coming to the world speaking lies.
Yes.
But that's why God's story is so wonderful. Yes. Let's read this. First Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 15. 15:54. 1 Corinthians 15:54. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory.
Amen.
O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us, giveth. That means he gives it, and he keeps giving it, and you have it all the time, and you run low, it doesn't matter, you still got some more coming.
Amen.
He giveth us the victory
yes.
through our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, death, where is thy sting? Bring it on, death. That's what the Spirit of God will do. Saying, come on, devil, you got something you think you can really stop the power of God? When it came down to the showdown, Brother Branham didn't cower away and run out the door. Said, you want to see God? Come on. He didn't go around walking around that way. It's when God stood up and people wanted to defy him, the Holy Spirit will meet the challenge.
Yes.
Don't you be afraid to witness on the job. Somebody wants to come and say, yo, you crazy so-and-so, trying to make fun of what's happened. He said, come on. You bring someone sick, let's see you try to heal him. Let's see what happens. And that's what Brother Graham said he would have done. Billy Graham said he met this Mohammedan and said, I'll bring this line of sick people. Jesus said that you would be able to heal him. He said, I wish I could have been there. I'd have took him in on the challenge. To prove, not to prove himself something, to prove that God is still alive.
Yeah, right.
It ain't you fulfilling your word, it's God fulfilling his.
Yes. Yes.
And he does not lie.
Amen.
He is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
And as we watch Satan, his best tactic is death. That's how he intimidates everyone, isn't it?
Right.
Oh, you serve God and I'm going to give you cancer. I'm going to come after you. Because a man, everything wants to live. We're trying to live. We want to live. But the only way to live is to die first.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Y'all hear that recently or something?
Yeah.
Praise be to God. That's fresh. That ain't in here now. Because you take a seed. You take that seed and you plant it. Give it a little time. You ain't going to find no life down there. You don't know what happened. That's what happens when you find a soul, a seed of God. Now, I ain't talking no seed of the devil. Because they'll sit there and, oh, boo-hoo, boo-hoo, have alligator tears. You know what alligator tears are? They're fake tears. They ain't crying. They're just looking like they're crying. That ain't what I'm talking about. No, I'm talking about a seed of God when they realize what they did to Christ, that you're the reason he was up on that cross. You're the reason he had to leave glory because of what you decided to do. And you go, oh, it was Adam's fault. No, you'd have done the same thing. Yeah. Don't worry about that. And you get down there and repent of all your sins. And you watch the Holy Ghost come. And that death, that life's still in there now. You might not be able to find it right away. You know, we get up after we got the Holy Ghost, and most people look at you and go, I don't know if you're all that different. You know something happened.
Oh, yeah.
But they don't know yet. Give a little time, though. Let that seed that didn't show nothing, it'll start sprouting now. It ain't just going to sit there. Don't tell me you got to see quick and nothing happened in 20 years yet.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a form of religion.
Sure.
That seed should start putting out. And that's why we talked about Luther and Wesley and all these things. Those are fruits. They are part of the gospel. When you come up, you should be able to say, I am saved by grace. And that was by faith. Just like Martin Luther preached. I am not walking in the things of the world no more. I'm trying to walk the highway of holiness.
Amen.
Because even though that's what Wesley preached, you don't stop there either. You get that tree growing. You get the stump up. You get the stalk up. All the way up to where the branches start coming out. You got leaves out there flying, don't you? Giving the praises to God. Look, the true church still praises. We read that scripture, the rain falls on the just and the unjust. And we'll just say, oh, you know, that's why that happened. It falls on the unjust too. Well, they just said it falls on the just. Well, take the whole scripture now. Don't say, oh, you know, the message. Oh, nobody else can have a revival. Just us. Oh, really? God will pass you up with that attitude. You'll find somebody who knows they don't deserve no revival. We don't deserve anything. Say, well, God, I did this, I did that, I didn't. No, we're saved by grace. You're saved by grace. No law you'll ever do. You'll never get up there. Just believe. And God will bring you all the way up there. The rain still falls, church. Death is swallowed up in victory. So as we read about Paul's resume, we read our Brother Branham's, we can even go through our own lives. And can you tell me, has anything been able to separate you from the love of God?
Nothing.
Nothing can. Height, death, life, doesn't matter. Let it come. It can't separate us. Why is that? Because the Holy Spirit, when it baptizes a soul, it seals it into the kingdom of God, and there ain't nothing, nobody,
yes,
anywhere
sir.
Can do about it.
Amen. Right? Amen.
Because when God does a job, it's done right.
Amen.
He don't think twice about it. He don't make better plans. When he wrote this story, it was perfect the first time. That's why he says, I don't change. Why would I change? I'm perfect.
Amen.
Can you think of it that way one time? We're not here in finite. We're nothing perfect. This piece of paper ain't perfect. This Bible ain't written perfect. Well, the words in it are. But I'm talking about the dimensions and things like that. But God is perfect.
Amen.
And if you can recognize that he is not looking at you in this, in what you did today, in what you did yesterday. He's not looking at that. He is looking through the veil of his own blood.
Right.
Amen.
Which, what does it do? It's a screen to where all he can see now is that seed that's in you.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all he sees.
Wow.
And as that seed starts growing, oh, you just stay in the presence of God now. Like we just read earlier, if you ain't felt the presence of God in a while, it's time to get out in the woods somewhere and get alone and get all them other voices out of the way. I'm sick and tired of laying a seed of voices. I watch it all the time affect people because really they just need some quiet time. They need time to just think and they won't take it. Oh, I got to get this and I got to get... No, you don't. The gospel is first. If you don't know about your salvation, forget work in the morning. Forget leaving here. Forget about what you're going to eat. Forget about going to the restroom. Get on your knees and find Christ.
Amen.
There's nothing else to worry about. And you keep hearing that voice. You stay in that presence and you watch God manifest his own life through you. It will happen. And all it does is keep proving to us. because we're the ones that are to off here, and hey, you're my elected. Oh, is that why I can lay my hands on the sick and they get well?
Amen.
Is that why I speak in new tongues? Is that why I can take up deadly things and it doesn't harm me? Is that why I'm watching, you know, I have my sane mind and everybody else seems to be losing it? When sickness seems to want to affect me, I don't get all sick about it no more. God comes around and he's merciful to me and he gives me healing. Oh, is that because he loves me? Yes, it is.
Amen.
That's why he does these things. He doesn't do it because he has to. He does it because he wants to.
That is right.
He loves to express his love to us. Oh, but us carnally minded creatures sometimes, we think these trials aren't because he loves us. We think he's punishing us. You all know, well, I'm going to read it here then. You know, the quote from the Church Age book. Smyrna and Age. I'll probably close up here soon. You all been real good. It said, the cloudy skies and storms of life are no sign of God's disapproval. So go ahead and take that, put it in your theology, and take up, you know, oh, the bad times are coming, God must be mad at me. Go ahead and throw that in the trash can. That don't mean anything. Neither are the bright skies and still waters signs of his love and approval.
That's right.
That's what Israel thought a lot of times.
Yeah.
We can do what we want now. Let's go serve the Queen of Heaven. Let's go serve Molech and do all this stuff. Oh, wait, these blessings were coming from God. No wonder our lives fell apart. No, they had the easy time. That didn't mean nothing. It said, his approval of any of us is only in the beloved.
Amen.
You have to recognize, God loves me, and that's the only reason I can love him. His love is elective, which he had for us before the foundation of the world. Does he love us? Oh, yes. But how shall we know? We shall know because he said so.
Amen.
And manifested that his love, I got to say this right. And manifested that he did love us, for he brought us to himself and gave us of his spirit, placing us as sons.
Amen.
The reason he did that was for you to recognize who you were. Because before we walked around in the things of the world, I don't know I'm a son of God. I look like just everybody else. I'm a little, you know, you can't feel comfortable, but you feel like, oh, I'm just going to peck like all the other hands. I'm going to act like everybody else. No, no, no. Then the Holy Ghost came and it took your heart and it quickened you. And something said, no, 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 boy, you're a son of God.
Amen.
You're a daughter of God. You don't belong in this filth down here. Get up in the sky.
Amen. Amen. Glory.
And it proves to us that we're the sons of God.
Yes, I am.
Because it doesn't make you a son of God. You always were.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Now, I'm not going to stop there. I got to finish now. It says, and how shall I prove my love to him? How many of you want to prove your love to Christ?
Amen.
By believing what he said.
Amen.
Isn't that pretty easy?
Yes,
remember, they came to Jesus and said, how do we do the works of God? You know what they were thinking, right? Feed the poor, do it. He said, believe on him whom he sent.
Amen.
God sends somebody, you believe him. That's how you do the works of God. It'll lead you in the right way all the time. By believing what he said and by conducting myself with joy amidst the trials that he in his wisdom allows to come to pass. That's all God wants. Believe him and have a good attitude about it. Saying, God, I don't understand this part. No, the Christian, the vocabulary, I understand don't need to be in there. It needs to be, I believe, God. I believe, Lord Jesus. You said these fire trials came to prove me.
Yeah.
They came to prove to me that this seed in me is really of God.
Amen.
That's why they're here. Let's stand again. Who shall separate us from the love of God? I hope that was as encouraging to you as it was to me as I studied that. Oh my. Even if death comes by your door, we don't die, church. You can't die. You're as eternal as God is. All death is a nice little shortcut up to there. You get to hang out with Brother Branham, some of the other saints that are up there, having a good old time. He said that waiting place up there, he said it was beyond perfect. He said that was beyond perfect. That's just the waiting room. Imagine what it'll be like when we get over here. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm just so happy. I don't know what to do myself. Can we give him a hand clap of praise?
Yeah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let's give the Lord some praise tonight. Let's turn over to 186. I am blessed, I am blessed. Every day that I live. I'm blessed. Oh, I'm a little tired today, brother, but I'm still blessed. That's what God loves to hear. I got this creak in my neck, but I'm blessed. Hallelujah. Let's sing that together. I am blessed. I am blessed. Every day that I live, I am blessed.
When I wake up in the morning,
when I lay my head to rest, I am blessed. Oh, I am blessed. Oh, hallelujah now.
I am blessed. I am blessed. Every day that I live, I am blessed.
My head to rest. I am blessed.
I am blessed.
Oh, sing it again with all your heart.
I am blessed. I am blessed. Every day that I live, I am blessed. When I wake up in the morning,
when I lay my head to rest, I am blessed. I am blessed. So we gotta sing it again. Give him praise.
I am blessed.
Sing with all your heart.
I am blessed. Every day that I live, I am blessed. When I wake up in the morning, I lay my head to rest. I am blessed. I am blessed.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Wherever I go, I'll praise. Wherever I am, I'll praise. For His love surrounds me like a sea. I lift up the name of Jesus. I lift up the name of Jesus. For the name of Jesus has lifted. Wherever I go, I'll praise Him. Wherever I am, I'll praise Him. For His love surrounds me like a sea.
Lord, You're grateful tonight.
I lift up the name of Jesus. I lift up the name of Jesus. For the name of Jesus has lifted.
Oh, one more time.
Yes, Lord. Wherever I go, I'll praise Him. Wherever I am, I'll praise Him. For His love surrounds me like a sea. I lift up the name of Jesus. I lift up the name of Jesus. For the name Jesus has lifted me.
Oh, give my hand clap of praise.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank You, Jesus. Let's go back there, page 162. How great is our God? Oh my. Is He always surpassed all your expectations? He makes my expectations look pitiful. When He comes around on the scene, He always gives you better than what you ask. He loves showing His love to us.
Thank You, Jesus.
How great is our God? How great is His word?
Trust in Him now. Thank You, Lord Jesus. How great is our God?
How great is our God?
Your word, Lord.
How great is His word? He's the greatest one that ever was heard. He rolled back the waters of the mighty Red Sea. And gonna lead you, put your trust.
Sing it again with all your heart.
How great is our God. How great is His word. He's the greatest one that ever was heard. He rolled back the waters of the mighty Red Sea. And He said, I'm gonna lead you through. Put your trust in me.
Oh, hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise His holy name. I just want to make sure there's an opportunity. If anybody needs prayer tonight, you want to come forward for prayer, we can do that with you. I believe you can receive it right there, though. The presence of God. Oh, don't you love being in His presence? Doesn't it just take all the shackles right off and you just feel the joy of the Lord? It'll put you in clouds that the devil can't get to. Thank you, Jesus. I'm trying not to preach. I guess we're just loving the Word. Is that all right? How many of you love the Word of God? I know I do. I thank God for this Word. Where would we be without it? Where would we be? How many of you were going this way, going that way, believing this thing, and it never came out just right, never came out just right? God turned around and said, this is it.
Oh, yes.
There's a million ways to hell. There's only one way to glory, and God gave it to us freely.
Yes.
Praise be to God. Yes, ma'am.
She don't want to come up, and her test is tomorrow for her belly.
Do you want me to come back there and pray with her then? Okay. Okay, let's all gather together and pray. Let's go about as you pray, just like it was your little child. I'll probably be in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you, Lord. We'll see you, Lord, in the cross of your throne. Lord, we know you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. You know if we ask anything to your name, you promise that we will. We lay our hands as a group of believers, Lord. You're Satan, you're a liar. You're defeated. You have no power over this vessel.
Everything.
This is the daughter of God. Here we proclaim her by the power of the Holy Ghost. Satan, take your hands off everything you're trying to put on her. Daughter, may they see that the power of God has touched this young child. Lord, I thank you for your presence here. We give you the praise for it. In Jesus Christ's name we ask for this. Amen. Thank you. How many of you believe that's the truth? That's all it takes. Amen. Scene 147. There's a river of life for me. That was a river of life right there out of us.